up? Welcome into A Tribe Called Dab. My name is DJ Hoppa.
I'm DJ Spider. What's happening?
We are very excited to do this episode again.
Yes.
Because, well, first of all, I will tell you that the name of this episode is Dad Fails.
Yes, the top three dad fails. We have a lot more, but we're going with our top three.
We could easily do a top 20.
And we added on another one by recording this entire episode and then messing up somehow. We can't use it. So that's a dad.
It was such a great episode.
Fail.
It was such a great episode. I left there feeling like this is probably one of our best episodes.
I did feel like it was our best episode.
But
so
now
we'll
get a chance to do it again.
Yeah.
Hopefully this isn't a dad fail.
Could be the worst.
Right?
Who knows?
You're in for a treat. This in itself is a dad fail right now.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Man, it's been a little bit of a hectic week.
I mean,
you're always hectic. There's always so many things.
I'm trying to get control. I feel like I'm a little bit better. Yesterday I felt pretty good about my hecticness.
Yeah? What happened yesterday?
I don't know. I had a hectic day, but I felt like productive somehow, when I went to sleep at 3 a.m.
I went to sleep at 3 a.m. the other day and I was dying.
I felt so horrible. I was up at 7 a.m. with Jude, because I didn't want him to, we had the nanny came, we had someone come to clean the house and she was helping out with Jude and my wife was up and I didn't have to get up really, technically, but I felt bad. I felt I don't know, I want to see him off in the morning. And so I got up, but then, I was I got to go back to sleep.
Those are very guilty moments that I absolutely can relate to.
I still don't even know what the answer is,
Just pretend to sleep.
Does he care? I could totally just go back to sleep and they'd be fine. But I like seeing him, even if it was for 27 minutes, and I helped him do his hair and brush his teeth and say, hey, what are you going to do today? And I'll see you later at soccer.
I feel like it's the same guilt I have when I get up and I don't work out. It's okay. You know you're going to feel better. You know you're going to feel better once you're in the gym. And after you get up and you eat breakfast and do all, you know you're going to feel better.
You're right.
But in that moment, you're just kind of but I'm so tired.
I know. I don't feel as bad about the workout thing because it's hard for me to make myself do that. But I can get up and see him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been doing that too. I'm like, oh, I'm about to take my dog on this long walk today. Da, da, da. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I've just been doing emails for 2 hours. Sorry, dog. We're not doing this.
You can't get caught up in all of that. It's one of the best things. And we talked a little bit about this episodes ago. But I actually have a new little dad hack tip. Not even a dad hack, just a hack in general.
Yeah.
Which is I've started to set timers. This this came from my from having kids.
Yeah.
Do that. I'll tell my girls, I'm like, even this morning, I was like, cool, you got 4 minutes to get out of the house. And I set a timer.
Right. No, I do that all the time, too.
And then they have to, and then they're like, oh, we got to go. And they look over at the Alexa, and it says only, however many minutes
are
left.
Oh, that's good on the Alexa. Yeah. I do it on my phone, so he's like, what time is it?
No, yeah, I do it so that they can see it. We've got the Alexa show thing.
Right.
So then they can see it. They can see it counting down, and I'm like, what are you doing? You only have 45 seconds.
Oh, is that the, we're, creating this weird digital culture. We didn't have that as kids, so, all of a sudden, our kids are going to grow up and not know how to do anything without timers. I'm trying to do this thing, but I don't have a timer. I can't finish.
Yeah.
Was our mom walking around with that little ding thing?
Oh, the egg timer or whatever that was.
Ding! What if your mom was just rolling around your dad behind you?
I like one of those. That's old school. I need to bring one of those back. Yeah, I'm sure we can find that on Amazon.
Yeah, because we didn't have timers. It was more just our parents you better do this or we're going to be in trouble.
Alexa, put egg timer on the shopping list. Yeah, there we go. So now it's, we won't forget that. See, there we go.
My kid figured out that you can put anything on the shopping list. So I go on my Amazon and it goes, you have 99 plus items list. Yo, it's butt poop, and it'll put everything. It's 99 babies farting, just
really?
Yeah, anything, because it repeats it back to you.
And so he likes that. Dying.
So he's Alexa, put penis bags on there.
You just put that on.
Sorry.
Dude, you just put that on my shopping list.
And then, so I'm like, yo, then he's like, let me see it on the app. I'm like, no, God, what have we created?
Then
he showed his nieces and nephews at my parents' house too, and they started doing it.
Oh yeah, it's a whole thing. That's gonna go viral. And Jude will be responsible
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, I could read off. That can be the end of the show. I can read off about five of
them. Actually, we should do that. Let's do that Amazon. at the end of the show. We should do that. That's funny.
Because there's some crazy ones. He would be very proud, actually, if I showed him that.
I must say, though, that there is... I mean, the convenience factor of that is A+. However, obviously... listening to our entire conversation, to our podcast. Like, they know everything that we're doing.
Right.
If you've got something to hide, do not get one of these smart home things in your house. Like, you will be screwed.
I know, I know.
Like, hey, how about that murder last night? That was awesome, right? Like, where did we bury the body again?
Exactly.
Alexa's got all of that. Anyways.
Alexa, remember where you buried the body. Oh, it lit up.
I'm telling you, she's going to...
Oh, no.
Don't do
she's
it.
She's in.
No. Wait, what?
Oh, wow. Okay. She's,
something about
your
Italian.
New name
she's got jokes.
Accomplice instead of Italian.
She's got jokes. Actually, jeez. One more thing about the Alexa thing. Last night I asked, somehow we got into talking, I don't know how this came up, but my wife and my sister-in-law were over at the house, and we were talking about somehow bastard. Came up.
Just the word?
The word bastard. And where does bastard come from, right? So we asked Alexa, what does bastard mean?
I'd rather not answer that.
Oh. See? So, like, that's what she answered last night. And I was just like, I wonder if that's because she knows that we have kids. I don't know if that's
they don't want
they just don't
filming
wanna,
on the internet her saying that stuff.
What a bastard
you know?
Is?
Yeah.
So,
I think, and...
That seems like such a...
I don't know. You know she can spell and do math problems too.
Which that is what that's for
Jude
our kids.
Does that
that's
all
what
the
we're
time.
Gonna.
Yeah. Like he's like, how do you spell this?
Actually,
or,
Ellie,
this
Ellie does
this?
That too. Which I think could actually be good. That's like a good learning thing, you know.
That's great.
And then it also saves from you having to repeat that.
Yeah, I mean he ends up being like, what's infinity plus Google plus million? You know.
Right, he takes it to a whole nother level.
Yes, it has to be extreme with Jude.
I love Jude. I love that he's on that tip. I want to save enough time for us to get through all these dad jokes.
I know,
because
I know.
We've got, these are good stories. And we're hoping that all of you out there do not judge us too bad for us as dads. But hey, that's what it is. That's why we're here.
Yeah, we want to hear yours too. So hit us up after you hear this.
If you're brave enough to let us know what some of your dad fails are, please share those. I also want to point out, before we get into our dad fails, we just did a really awesome interview with Garrett Light.
Yeah, that was so cool. The eyewear designer, and he owns this amazing
GLCO.
Eyewear company. Yeah. He has two kids. We got to learn so much about him. And tune in. It was our last interview
that we did. Yeah, and I think that there's, to me, what was also interesting about that was the fact that his dad... is Oliver Peoples, or is the man behind Oliver Peoples, and that this eyewear thing that he's basically like second generation eyewear type.
Right.
And I always wonder that about, you know, following from our perspective as dads.
Right.
You know, like, would you want Jude to be a DJ?
Well, exactly. He even mentioned it on the show. Like, sometimes they say if your dad was good at something, or if you go into that industry, or if they were the best, you have to be twice as good just to be just as good. Right. And that's interesting because you want to be the best for your kid and you want to set up this thing for success. But at the same time, and you want them to follow in your footsteps and be able to give them that.
Right.
But who knows? But then there's also like Steph Curry. You know what I mean?
I was just thinking about Steph Curry as the finals are going on.
But then there's Seth Curry. You know, so that was crazy. Like I was watching that with Jude and I said, who do you think his parents root for? And he was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's
they've got both jerseys on too. They've got like it's like custom where it's, you know, the Portland jersey.
But then what do they do at the end of the game? They're like, good job. Oh, you almost did it.
Like, good job. You get them next time.
Yeah, you suck. You're great. You know, like, I don't know. And like Jude was like, I bet you the mom roots for one and the dad roots for other. And then they switch off on the next game. I'm like, okay.
He might be correct when it comes to that, you know. I think ultimately at the end of the day, though, like, how proud are you in that moment?
Just that they're there. Yeah.
Yeah, like, amazing to have even just both of your sons playing at that high of a level. Like, it's incredible.
I know. I'm reading, Jude wants to read Steph Curry's biography right now.
Oh.
And it's so funny. He had my mom. We slept over. My wife went away to Mexico for 4 days.
Oh, right.
This is a whole other thing we need to talk about, too. This is
yes.
really pertinent info to you guys out there if you're still married. But so I can tell you a lot about this weekend at a later date. But we slept over my parents' house Saturday night so I could go DJ and they could sort of watch him while I was gone.
Okay.
And my mom got him this book about Steph Curry. And she got him all these books.
Was it a kid's book or was
Garfield?
It a,
no. I mean,
it's just like
it maybe is kind of more kid-based, but it's written by an adult, and it's just a biography. And she was like, my mom was like, oh, my God, I had to read him that book. It was so boring. And I'm like, he loves it. I've been reading it to him every night. That's all he wants to hear about. But I learned so much.
Is your mom into basketball, though?
No.
Well, that's probably
my family
a part
is
of it,
not
too.
Into
that's probably
sports.
A part of it.
Yeah. Jude is getting me so much more into sports. Like, we were watching the Trailblazer Warrior game. I would never do that before.
Right.
And we're watching. We're freaking out. We're screaming.
You know, like, that's dope. He's
into it.
I know. You're always at a game. You're either at a soccer match, you're at a baseball game, you're at a basketball game.
Well, yesterday, I skipped his baseball game, and I'm like, because he said to us, he goes, I don't care about baseball. I don't want to do it again for a year. I don't want to sign up next year. And I'm like, so he had a game last night at 5, and I'm like, oh, man, I've been, you know, like you said, I'm hectic. I'm doing a million things. And, like, it would feel so good if I could just work till, like, 7 and then come home for dinner and meet you guys. So I told my wife, I'm like, I'm not going to come to the game. Hardly any dads come anyway. She calls me at 6. Jude got the MVP, hit a double, caught a thing, hit a grand slam, like whatever, all this stuff. And like, we had to, you know, film the coach giving a speech about him. I'm like, I still am fine that I missed it. I'm like, whatever, he's 6, it's fine.
Right.
But like, I was like, oh, of course.
That one that you can't make it to.
I'm going
to
go to soccer, I think, today if I can make
it. Well, maybe if you don't go, he'll get the MVP. Who knows? Maybe
today's
that's how
just
that
practice,
works.
So it's fine.
All right, we're going to get into this top three dad fails right here on A Tribe Called Dad.
A Tribe Called Dad. This is the top three.
It's the top three.
It's the top three.
This is the top three.
This is the top three. All right, here we go. Number one. You want to start?
Sure, I can start. Okay, I'm trying to remember from last time. Like we said, we have a lot, but I'm pretty sure. I'm going to start with the beginning of his life, the beginning of my fatherhood, the first time we gave Jude a bath, okay? It sounds simple, right? You take water, you put it into a container, take this fragile human, and you wash him up real lightly.
You put him in water?
So, you know, when you have a baby shower, this is what I've learned, is when you get a lot of the stuff, you know, so.
Get a ton of stuff.
My wife had the shower. She said, we need this, we need that, we need this, you know, thing. So all of this stuff gets sent to us. And one of the things was a baby bath, because you don't put them in the big bath because they're so small and they can't even hold their head up.
Right.
And it's a whole thing. And the doctors scare you in the beginning and make you think like,
they're
you know,
gonna drown.
Anything is going to kill them, like a drop of water. So we have this tiny bath, I forget what it's called, but it's just like a little, like, half an egg. It's like if you cracked, like, a little egg open or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you put water in, you put them in. So it has two little legs, and I pop them open, and I'm like, it's sort of like a transformer. It's like, a lot of these things you get will be like a car seat, like, put, when they're an infant, put them here. When they're bigger,
they
take
bigger,
this part out, and
they
get bigger. So this one, I'm like, hey, put them in the tiny bit of water. And then when they get older, you can pop it down. And when they're like 9 months old, they have like a bigger bath that covers their whole body, but they're not in the big, big adult
bath. Right, it's still a smaller
thing. So I'm like, all right, cool. So we set them up, get the towels ready, like whatever, all the stuff. And I fill up the thing and I put the legs down. It's just a tiny, it's not that much water. And I put it down, and we're like so quiet and fragile, and we're like, here you go, Jude, it's gonna be the best time of your life. And then we like place him like slowly down, and I slowly like release my hands, and like his like little 10-pound weight or whatever much he is, you know, hits the bath, and then the thing just goes like boom and just like slams down like in like the Transformer style. And I guess
now,
like,
it's a deeper bath.
And it goes in deep. He falls down. The water splashes everywhere. He's crying. My wife's screaming. I pick him back up. I'm like, oh, my God. He's, like, naked, wet, like, on me. I'm like, oh, you're going to be okay. Like, I ruined everything. And, you know, she's just so mad and screaming and crying. I'm like, ah. And I take him out. I'm like, what's wrong with this thing? And I realized that it was, you're supposed to take, like, these kickstand sort of safety things and put, once you put the legs down, you put that up to like lock the other part up.
Yeah.
So like I learned that. I guess I should have studied
the hard way
a little bit more. Luckily, he's okay. I think he still has all his brain cells and stuff from that.
He's the MVP.
The back of his head's okay.
He's fine.
So it turned out okay, but oh my God, biggest dad fail. Never forget. She brings it up to this day. And,
really, does she?
Oh my God, yeah, of course. To this day!
Right.
So that's my, you know, beginning dad fail. I'm sure I had more.
Did you continue to use the bath?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I figured it out. It was great. We put the things up, and then I transformed it and all that. You know, it was, we used it forever, but, oh, that was bad.
Nightmare. And that's like, it's like moving in slow motion, too, as it's happening.
Well, I figure, how hard can this be? Do I really have to read this whole thing, the directions?
Yes, you do.
Oh,
clearly.
My God. You really do.
Actually, this is good advice to any new parents out there. Like, you have to read the instructions. Yeah. As horrible as this is,
I know.
If you mess this up, like, this isn't just like, you know, or even like with furniture. Like
or the car seats. Oh, yeah.
Any of that stuff. You want to make sure that you get this right. So you got to
read the cribs are crazy, too, because they transition. His,
yeah, it goes from
his
here
was supposed to
here.
Turn into a bed.
Yeah,
and the thing would go down. But you had to, like, keep them in jail so they didn't pop out when they were little.
And then you don't want them climb
on
the crib.
Over.
Yeah. And you want to make sure that thing is sturdy. So don't skip on the instructions when it comes to that stuff. That's really important.
No, I had a dude. Adam.
Yeah, I remember you telling me. Adam is the
Adam.
Guy.
He built a lot of our stuff.
Maybe Adam should have put the bat together.
Well, it seemed easy. It came together.
It's Adam's fault.
It slid out Adam's of a piece fault. Of cardboard. I should have hit up Adam.
You should have.
He would have been a consultant.
He would have been able to solve your problem there.
Yeah. That was my fault.
I'm gonna hit you with my number one.
Okay, what's yours?
Number one.
All right, so my number one, again, hard to make a decision on what the top three would have been, but my number one is Ellie started kindergarten.
Yeah.
She was going to the after school program. And we're like, oh, this is cool. You look at all the different activities that they have going on and all that stuff that's happening. I'm like, all right, this is great. So we put her in aftercare initially. Well, for the first, the first 2 weeks were like kind of hit or miss. And some days she was happy about it. Some days she wasn't. And then at some point, like, she just hated it. And didn't want anything to do with aftercare. And she's like was crying about it and was just like, I don't want to go to aftercare. Please don't put me in aftercare. So we're like, yes, no problem. You don't have to go to aftercare. Not a big deal.
Oh, that's tough.
And still to this day, I think she's got like some sort of PTSD with aftercare. I don't know what they did at aftercare, but they, and I'm not trying to talk bad about the school's aftercare, but it just wasn't the right fit for Ellie.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm like, you don't have to go. No worries. It's all good. Well, then the school has this kind of a weird schedule. They are out at 2:40, not 2:30. They're out at 2:40 every day, except for Wednesday. Wednesday, they're out at like 12:30. So here
it's
I am.
Hard. Even his school now with the aftercare, they're like, pick them up at 4 on this day. 3:45 on this day.
Right, it's confusing.
And 2:45 on the other day.
And I try to, like, remember these things. I put them in my calendar, but, you know.
Yeah.
So anyways, it happened to be a Wednesday, and I was at my office, which happens to be down the street from the school, which is helpful.
Thankfully.
But I start getting blown up around 2 o'clock. I'm starting to get, like, blown up on my phone, and I don't recognize this number, but it's the same number, and it's, like, you know, a 310 area code, so I'm kind of like, ah.
Right.
So I answer the phone finally after getting blown up, like, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, you're, like, telemarketer.
Right, that's exactly what I thought it is. And by the way, these telemarketers, a whole nother subject, but these robocalls and all of that, like, really have forced me to, I don't answer a number unless
I know,
it
sucks. And then once in a while I'll answer,
and it'll
it's
be
usually
somebody.
That, but sometimes it's somebody, and I'm like, oh, I'm so
like,
glad.
Like, oh, man, I've been
that.
Trying to get a hold of you. We've got this gig that we're trying to book you at. I'm like, damn. So anyways, I answer the call, and it's the school. So Mr. Purdue, your daughter's here, and she's very upset. Like, you apparently have forgotten to pick her up.
Oh.
I'm like, what? What day is it? It's Wednesday.
Oh no.
I don't think I've ever run this fast.
And she hated the aftercare before this?
She hated the aftercare before this.
Oh,
so
God.
Now it's just
so this
like,
is like,
Dad, I told you that I didn't want to go to aftercare, and now you've completely forgotten about
and
me.
Left me there.
Yeah, you've left me there. Oh, I mean, no. She probably thinks in her mind that, like, I don't know, that, like, I'm dead, that something's happened. I don't know what's going on
yeah,
in her
who
head.
Knows? Oh,
you know,
man.
So, like, I'm running to get to the school, and literally, I probably did like a, I mean, I was probably running a 4-minute mile or something ridiculous. I was like sprinting to the school. I get to the school, I get there. She is like sobbing.
Oh man.
It was so rough. I like open the door, like I'm like knocking on the door, I open the door. She's in the hallway chaperone person that's like kind of trying to calm her down, but she's doing one of those like hyperventilating like cries.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm imagining in my mind she's been doing this for the last 2 hours. It was the hardest day. I was just like, at that moment, man. I'm the worst dad ever. So like I pull her to the side, I'm like explaining to her, I get her out of that situation first, we're walking back, I'm explaining to her, I'm apologizing, I'm hugging her, like yeah. just all of that. And then I'm just like, you know, I don't know, whatever. My dad or lack of dad instinct kicks in and I'm just like, we should go for ice cream, right? We should do something to like lift your spirits. So like I take her to get ice cream and she's yeah. like, yeah, that'll be
you
better.
Gotta do that.
and I'm just like, whatever you want. You can, like at this point,
yeah.
you could ask me for a car right now and I would get you a car. Like at this point in time, whatever you want.
Yeah, like you can put endless gummy bears on
yeah, whatever you want to do. There's, like chocolate on syrup on top of that, like whatever you want to do. So anyways, yes, that was my God. Biggest dad
That's
fail
tough.
Today.
Well, you're not the worst dad, you showed up.
I did, I showed
her.
Up.
And I think that's the end of the story, okay?
Well, yeah, but like your wife, she brings it up. My daughter brings this up.
Oh, that's, really?
Yes,
oh,
she has a, her memory. Her,
she's gonna be like at her 16th birthday, like, I remember that day.
Probably, like, and she probably will use it against me for a car at some point in
yeah.
time. That's where she'll
she's
bring
like,
it
remember
up.
Remember when you said I could have anything I want? I wrote that down when
right.
I was five.
Remember when I was five?
Here it
you
is.
Forgot to pick me up on that Wednesday back in March? Yeah.
Oh my God. I wrote the letter C-A-R.
Oh man, it's it was so bad. But you know, hopefully I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's other people that have
yeah.
had this happen to them.
Totally.
It would make me feel better.
Yes.
If there's other people that
yeah.
are out there.
Have
please,
you guys done that?
Console
up,
me.
Please
console me and tell me I'm not the worst person ever. All right, you ready for number two?
Yeah, yeah. I can
all right, here we go. Number two. Number
two.
Okay, I'm moving along in his lifeline, lifetime at this point. So a few months have gone by. We've done some baths. He's alive. He's clean. And we do, sorry, I lost, what was it? Oh, okay, so... I travel a lot for DJing
yes.
and stuff. So,
yes.
Let's see. He was born in October. This must have been February, okay?
Okay, so he's like
winter time.
Four months old.
Yeah, 4 months old. Yeah. It's
all
still
right.
the beginning. We've made it through those crucial sort of 3 months of
yep.
like
he's
checking
still
alive. If he's breathing
yep.
every
yep.
5 seconds and yep. all that stuff. And I have to go to Chicago to DJ. So I go out to Chicago. It's a blizzard. It's freezing. Just normal Chicago stuff in February.
Chicago yeah. in February is the absolute worst.
It's insane. Yeah.
Like Antarctica.
So I just saw a video from Idaho yesterday, and it's like a pure blizzard or something. I'm like, yo, it's supposed to be Memorial Day weekend. Even here, it's cold. It's supposed to rain all weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah.
But, okay, so I'm in Chicago. I DJ. Sometimes when you DJ, you know, people out there might relate. You drink alcohol. I don't know.
What?
Some people do. Some people don't. I may have had a couple drinks. We're leaving the
may
club.
Have.
3 a.m, walking through the streets. I'm not used to snow. I'm, like, sliding around on the sidewalk. And I'm like, this is so cool. It's almost like I'm
skateboarding yeah, right.
or, like, ice skating or something. But I have my DJ bag on, which is pretty heavy. So we're messing around. I'm like, look, I can, like, skate. So, like, I would run and like jump and sort of like surf or skate down the sidewalk on the thing in the snow. I'm like, this is the best.
This sounds like the worst idea,
by the way. Couple minutes later, I don't know what happens. I must have hit something on the sidewalk or just lost my balance. Boom, I fall. But like I heard like a pop or something.
Oof.
And I'm like, okay, that doesn't feel good. But I'm kind of drunk and I don't know what's happening. So I was like, I'm good, we're good. And everyone's like, all right, cool, we're gonna go eat. I'm like, cool, sounds good. So like I get up, I'm walking, I'm like, it feels weird. Like,
right.
this doesn't feel right.
right.
Like, I'm not able to even walk. And it feels hot and cold and weird.
Oh,
and I'm like, something
man.
Bad's happening. So I'm like, hey, guys, I'm going to head back. So, like, I go. I get some kind of car, Uber, something back to the hotel. I get back to the hotel. I'm like, all right, this is crazy. Like, what happened to me? I take it off. I look. So long story short, I end up, I broke my ankle, which I have to come back to LA with my kid, 4 months old. My wife had been taking care of him all weekend alone, and we're still getting used to this whole situation. And I'm like, I have to sit on the couch with my leg up, you know, for like, to make it not swell up, like, and just be like, hey, can you get me water? And she like wanted to kill me.
Yeah, I would want to kill you too.
And I couldn't do anything. I'm on a knee scooter or crutches, and I don't want to hold him and drop him. And,
right.
You know, it was just, so he could just lay on me kind of, but he's a baby. He doesn't want to just lay there unless he's sleeping. So that was dad fail. Plus, I really messed it up. Like, I got the first doctor I saw in Chicago said, oh, you just sprained your ankle, you're good. Go to Dallas tomorrow, you can DJ, you'll be fine. So I travel through the airport in a wheelchair. I DJ, which was horrible. So like, then I get back to LA, it's all purple and huge, and I go to a doctor that week.
You're standing on it.
Yeah, and I go, and they're like, you're an idiot. You should have had it up the whole time. You made it so much worse, it's gonna take way longer to get better now because it's broken. So that was that.
Wow.
A lot of physical therapy and time, and sometimes it still hurts now.
I'm just imagining you trying to skate down the sidewalk.
So like, stupid.
In Chicago. And then, you know how you do that when you fall? I'm imagining this in my mind as this, right? You fall down and you're like quick. You just like pop back up, right?
Oh, yeah. You're trying
you're
to be
like,
cool.
Trying to, yeah, right. Trying to play it up. No. It's fine. Oh, no. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
I had to tell the people from the club because I had just been in the club talking to them and eating pizza or wings or whatever they had gotten for the employees at the end. And they still, every time I go there, anytime I talk to anyone, the managers, the owners, anyone that worked there at the time, they're like, don't slip on the ice. Oh, don't slip on the ice, you know, because I'm like, I had seen that. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, I broke my ankle. They're like, how?
Right, we saw you.
We just saw you. Yeah. What were you doing? We're just DJing.
At least you were honest about this, though.
Yeah.
About this story.
I'm like, I got jumped.
Right,
yeah.
I probably,
it could have been a Jussie Smollett.
Oh, I was just about to say, I didn't know if that was sensitive or not. It was in Chicago, too, where you had a subway. Is that what was happening?
Yeah. I'm like, someone stomped on my ankle. It wasn't my fault. They didn't like
my DJ
set.
They had Make America Great Again hats on.
They wanted Justin Bieber over and over. I wouldn't play it.
Oh, man.
I have had bottles thrown at me for not playing Mac Dre in certain songs.
Bottles?
Oh, yeah. I've had 3 or 4 different stories.
This, by the way, no, this is a good another top bad. Three. We need to do this as another top three.
I felt bad. Someone threw a full beer bottle one time. I think I was in Fort Worth, Texas, and it hit the dude just right next to me, which I was thankful it didn't hit me, but I felt so bad for him. Like, split his whole face open. He had to go to the hospital. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. The cops, like, came and just, like, killed the guy. Yeah,
in
San
Dallas
Francisco, it happened too. This guy kept asking me for Mac Dre. He was getting so mad. Next thing I know, like, I feel liquid all over me, and I look and a drink.
You need to keep doing the corporate stuff, not these clubs,
yeah,
man.
Like, how mad can you get?
This is
I didn't even
ridiculous.
Say anything mean. I was like, it's coming up soon, like, chill. Right.
And he didn't like that.
Oh no.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's my number. Here's my number two.
Number two.
All right, my number two. okay, this was when. My wife, I think my wife was either out of town or she was not around. Something was going on. I had both girls. Irie was small. She was still in diapers. Ellie was, so my girls are about 2.5 years apart.
Okay.
So Ellie's like a full-blown, you know, toddler, walking, talking, doing all of that. Irie is, I think, not quite walking yet, if I recall. But in diapers, of course, right? So we go to the store. We're at the grocery store. We're leaving the grocery store. We've just, like, finished everything up. I'm carrying Irie. I'm holding Ellie's hand and the groceries and doing all this, like, it's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And we're in the car now. I get them strapped in. I get Irie strapped in. And then, I get Ellie strapped in. And as I'm putting Irie into the car seat, I smell something.
Mm.
And I feel something
on her
butt, and I'm just like, she's got a full diaper. And I'm like, okay, so do I deal with this right now and change her diaper right now, or do I just kind of keep this pushing and like get to the house? So I decide that like, no, I think I'm just gonna like keep this moving. Well, then as I start to put her in, I start filling up her back, and I get like liquid on my hands. This is. Apologies for anybody who doesn't have the stomach for this. Stop eating right now.
Also, this will happen to you as a dad. Absolutely. No matter what.
This is dad life
at its finest.
I've touched
a lot of shit, and I've had that up the back thing.
This is...
myself, not even my kid. No, I'm just kidding.
This is straight up the back. Complete blowout that has gone on.
Up the back.
It's bad. I feel this. I kind of look. It's a little bit dark, too. So I'm like, kind of like, oh, I don't know. Maybe this is just... maybe she was sweaty, and like, I don't know. And I'm just like, oh, no, this is straight up... this is straight up shit. She's completely blown this thing out.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm like, all right, I got to deal with this right here, right now. Like, I have no choice.
Right here, right now.
Ellie's strapped in. She's kind of being all right. She can see the look on my face that I'm just like, oh, like, I got to go. I got to go to work. There's a situation happening right now. So now I'm looking around. I'm like looking for my wife's bag that she left with us that's supposed to have the diapers and the wipes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we are down to one diaper and no wipes in this bag. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what am I going to do here? Because I'm already to the car and I've got the two of them. So it's not
clothing
like
clothing or something.
Yeah. So, man, I am looking around. I happen to find a towel in the trunk. We put a towel out, like a beach towel. I put a beach towel out. The whole time I'm still holding her. Mind you, this entire time, I'm just covered in shit now. It's like, it's on my jacket. It's on, like, it's a situation. So now I'm still holding her, looking for this towel, find this towel. Ellie's like, Dad, are we going? Are we going? I want a snack, this and that. And I'm just like, ah! Lay this towel out on the front seat, on the passenger seat. Lay her down on the towel. Start disrobing her. I mean, I don't know how it's happened, but she has now managed to get shit everywhere. I mean, it's down to the socks. It's literally down to the socks. It's the whole thing. I'm trying to, like, get this stuff together. I'm dumping the groceries out. I want to use the plastic bag of the groceries, right? And, like, trying to stick all of the clothes in the grocery bag. This is obviously a wrap. These are going in the trash.
Right.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
She's completely naked now, and I'm just like, okay, how do I... what do I do here? Like, how do I even clean this thing up? I happen to remember that they have wipes in the front of the grocery store.
Oh, to like wipe the shopping cart.
Shopping cart wipes. I have Irie. This is, you know, whatever. In this moment, this is not legal, but whatever. Like, it is what it is. I've got Irie laying in the front seat. I've got Ellie strapped in the back because I'm parked over here. So I need to get to the front of the store, though, to get wipes.
Right.
Because I can't run from this side of the parking lot to go get wipes and leave them alone in the car.
Wrap her in a towel.
Right. So I drive to the front of the store. I'm in the handicapped parking with my hazards on. Irie's, like, butt naked in the front seat on a towel with still shit all over her. I run, grab as many of these dang wipes as I can. I'm like wiping her off with these Purell wipes, which, by the way, they're not
probably
baby
not
wipes.
Good. Yeah.
No, they're probably not good, but at least it kind of cleaned up this situation.
You got to do what you got to do. That's better than nothing.
Anyways, I drove home with Irie in the front seats, buckled in. She's like laying down, to the front seat because I was like, I couldn't, like. And then.
Laying down, buckled in.
Naked with like this towel sort of draped around her. She was laughing.
A cartoon out
Dude,
of this.
She was laughing the whole time. And Ellie was laughing the whole time. And
good, thankfully.
And I was laughing to the point that I was crying. I was crying, laughing, sort of, and I'm just like,
and
where's
like,
my wife?
Smells too, like,
oh yeah.
That's the other thing. I have a bad gag reflex, so like I'd be dealing
you'd have
with
been
his,
screwed.
I'd
you
be
have
dealing
been,
with
it'd have been
shit,
over.
Literally, and I'm like, I don't want to like make him feel bad and be like gagging in front of him. I'm like, here I go. I gotta breathe. What's up, dude? Here we go. Okay.
In that moment, you got fight or flight. You gotta go in.
That's survival of the fittest, right?
And then that jacket was a wrap for me too. That jacket went in that same bag. All that stuff got thrown
I've thrown away
out.
So many things.
Done.
Towels and clothing and from throw up and types of stuff.
So, anyways, I hope I didn't gross everybody out, but that's what it is.
I'm
it's
sure
dad
you did.
Life. I'm sure I did. I grossed myself out just now. I started smelling shit.
Oh my
right
God,
now.
Me
like
too.
All right, here we go. Number three, yeah?
Okay, yeah, number
here
three.
We go, number three.
Number three.
Number three.
Okay, number three. I have so many, but I think I should end with this one. So this is just a personal dad fail because of the mix of my job with being a dad and our life and me wanting to be this like normal-ish dad that's there for every event, but also do my crazy life. So I didn't really communicate with my wife about when she was booking his second birthday party. Uh-huh. And I at the time, I had Vegas residency, I think every Friday. And she booked his birthday party to be 10:30 a.m. In
L.A.
L.A. at a park. And I'm like, yo, like, you know, on like Saturday morning or Sunday morning, whatever it was, I was in Vegas the night before. So I'm like, you know my life, you know, like, how, why would you do this? But I guess in reality, like, I should have probably, you know, tried to be part of planning it and telling her.
And this
you
is
know,
his what birthday? She, second
she
birthday?
She did so much stuff. Yeah, his second birthday. Okay. So number one, I mean, I had to like get this, the 8 a.m. flight or the 7 a.m. flight or whatever the earliest one was. Which sucks because then you're up all, you don't go to sleep. I leave the club 3-4 in the morning and then I get to the airport at 5 or 6 or whenever the flight is and then I fly back. So already right. I'm like
tired.
Crackhead dad. You right, know, like right. I, and like I already have crazy bags under my eyes just when I'm like not tired. So if I'm tired, I look crazy. So I'm like, and I don't even know these people. They're like at the new preschool. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to be a look crazy. And then just all these things started, were happening at the thing. Like we booked an Elmo, like we didn't know that like little kids are scared of the big characters for the most part when they're that age. Yeah. So we booked an Elmo, and when he comes in, instead of like, oh my gosh, Elmo's here, it was like Freddy Krueger is here. Yeah. Like it was like kids
giant.
Screaming. You could have had a chainsaw massacre person coming in.
Which, by the way, why don't those companies like tell you that? Like they should just be like, how old is your kid? Oh no, we don't do that.
Well, because they want the money. But what they told my wife was sometimes the people, the kids get scared.
Which they didn't tell your wife.
They said, so if they do, tell the guy to take his head off and then the kids will know that it's a person. And nice. I'm like, that's not a good idea. So I didn't know that though till later. So like I look, the guys comes in, the kids are screaming. I tell my wife, I'm like, yo, I don't think this is a good idea. This guy has to leave. And she's like, no, I got it. So he comes back. The dude comes back with his head off. And like he does not.
Red Elmo suit,
yeah,
no head.
Full Elmo red suit, no head. Also does not look like he was prepared to have no head. You know what I mean? Like has not shaved in a long time.
Oh, wow.
Looks crazy. Looks like his head was in an Elmo for
looks
a long
like he
time.
Was in Vegas with he you looks, the night before.
Looks, I look way better than him. He looks like he was in Vegas. Also, yeah, he looks like he's just not, you know what I mean? He was not ready to be out of the Elmo
right,
head.
Right.
He was like, this sucks. Because he looks just like uncomfortable at this point. And the kids look even more freaked out. They're like, why is this guy here? Like, so finally they're like, yo, you gotta leave. And the dude and I felt, you know, he got paid, I guess. I don't know how much, but he he goes to the car, and then I felt so bad. We were like laughing about it with these other parents, and we see him going to the car, and he's like packing up his stuff, and he puts the head on top of the car, and then we're like, oh, he's gonna drive out with the head on the car. And then we're like, no, not really, that would be crazy. He's gets in his car and backs up out of the parking space, and he's going so slow the head's on the car, and I'm like, oh no, the dude's really gonna do it. And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to yell at him, and you see him get to like that point where you make the left turn out of the parking lot.
Yep.
And he like gets to the driveway, and then I'm like, ah, like stop, dude. And then he hits the gas and hits that left, and the head just rolls off in onto the street. And he leaves, and I'm like, oh, this dude probably just got fired. He like, I don't think he owns the head.
No, you know? No.
I felt so
did
bad.
Did kids see
for him.
The head rolling down the street? Because that would have been the ultimate. Like,
the kids are like,
nightmare.
You killed Elmo.
Right. You sent him away. You killed Elmo.
So, dad fail, having to stay up all night, be in Vegas, not communicate with my wife, and then booking a horrible character for the birthday party.
You know what's crazy, though? What I find is so interesting is most times, like, when you go to Disneyland, those characters, kids aren't afraid of.
Jude was.
Oh, he was?
So much. I mean, he hated it. He hated
seeing
them.
I'm trying to remember back.
Even at the Disney, we went to the Disney Hotel, and he was like, ooh, I'm not feeling this.
Yeah.
And then finally, and then even last time we went to Disneyland, he wasn't even scared. But I would be like, I think this is just him. But I'd be like, do you want to take a picture with them? And he was like, no.
Right.
I'm like,
right. Not for everybody.
I'm not mad at my kid being skeptical of a random person in a weird suit where you can't see their face.
Like, yeah, that's actually a good thing.
Let's be safe. That's good instincts right there. Yeah. You know?
Good job. Good.
Yeah,
I didn't want to take
job.
A picture of you anyways. That's perfect.
But I think also, trying to buy your kid too much stuff is like dad fail. Like in the beginning when they don't care. Like I just saw this week, like Future's kid had his birthday and then he bought him like a $36,000 Rolex.
This is
and the kid was like, he's like, He's like, here you go, Rolex. And then the kid's like, thanks. You know?
How old was this kid?
He just turned 5. It's like, yo, you don't think he just get him like his that's own ridiculous. Bouncy house, dude?
That's ridiculous.
Like, that, yeah. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
well, I feel like that's just. That's just showing off for
the only advantage, the only thing with that is those watches
will be valuable.
Usually keep or increase in their value. Yeah. So I'll give them credit for that. It's like,
yeah, but just put the $36,000 into a freaking college fund or whatever.
Right, but even that could go down, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, the watch is going to end up with like, you know, mustard inside of it. It's going to be mustard Rolex.
Yeah, I mean, that's
or whatever, ketchup.
It's like Khaled does that stuff too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, what's your
Number three. All right, so I was debating between the Hawaii story and another one, but I think I'm going to do the Hawaii story for this and save the other one for another
time. Yeah, I have other ones.
The Hawaii story is great. Okay, so this is recently. Okay. This is not
like
long
this
ago.
Year.
Like, yeah, within the last, I think we went to, I don't remember when we went to Hawaii, but it was like less than 6 months ago.
Okay.
I rent a car, because you need a car. We're in Kauai.
Right.
Oh, I rent cool. a car in Kauai, and I rent a Jeep.
Oh, we just did that too. Jeep, Kauai.
So I'm like, cool. Jeep, Kauai. And I've been to Kauai a bunch and know that, like, there's roads that, like, it's nice to have a Jeep on and it rains and stuff like that. So it's nice to have, like, fun. A little bit more. Yeah. So we get this Jeep. We're going around and we're, you know, driving around the island. And I personally like to go to beaches that are not like the tourist beaches and stuff like that.
Me
I like
too.
To kind of explore. So, and especially on vacation, I like to explore.
Yeah.
whole side note, I think I get this from my dad. And I'll give, we should do top three stories of our dads.
Right.
At some point. And I've got some funny ones of us traveling together.
But have our dad call in one time.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, right. We should
for the
do
Father's
that.
Day.
And so anyways, we're driving around. We drive to this beach.
Yeah.
Nice beach. We get out of the beach. We get out of the car. We go to the beach. We're down there. And then some guy says to us, he's like, hey, you know, you guys should go over to that part of the beach. The water's not as rough. It's better for the kids. The water's not as rough over here. Whatever. The water wasn't super rough to begin with, but
right.
I was like, oh, okay, good tip. And that looks pretty cool over there.
Right.
So, yeah, cool, let's do it. He was like, yeah, you just drive around. Just drive around to where that is. I'm like, all right, cool, got
is
it.
Is he a local guy?
Yeah, he was a local guy.
Oh, so he's
guy.
Making it
he
sound
was like,
all easy.
Yeah, and he was making a good suggestion. And I'm like, all right, this guy knows
this
what's
guy
up.
This totally knows what's up.
And I feel like I got the jump. I'm just like, yeah, look at all these guys that are just over here. Like,
I got this
where
Jeep.
It is.
Let's do this.
Yeah, exactly. So I get in the Jeep, get the kids in the Jeep. They're like sandy. They're, you know, whatever. We get in the car. We're not driving very far. So get in the Jeep, start driving around to where this is. Well, you got to drive up on the beach. But I'm like, I'm so glad I got a Jeep right now.
Yeah.
Like, I could have gotten the sedan and I'd have been screwed.
Yeah.
So I start driving up on the sand and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, we start moving slower. And slower. And then I'm stopped.
No.
And I'm just like,
you're like digging
what?
In.
What did I? And I'm like, like I keep like hitting the accelerator.
I know what happened.
It's getting worse. I'm now starting to sink. Now I'm looking out the window and the beach is like here. And I'm like, oh man, like we've now sunken in to the sand. What have I done? So I get out of the car. Luckily, we weren't super deep, but we were deep enough. I mean, literally, like, most of the tire was covered now in sand.
Right.
And I have no idea how to get out of this. I have no idea.
I've never done this before.
I have no idea. And in this moment, I'm just like, this is where you're tested as a dad. Like, this is some dad shit right here. This is, like,
you got to figure this out. Who else are you going to ask?
Right, like, what? I'm going to be like, my hey, wife, guys. Dig us out. Like, kids, dig us out. What do we do? Like, so I'm like, all right. Let me think. And so I start like trying to move some of the sand out from like that. And then I'm thinking like.
You're like, let me get that surfboard.
Well, So then I was like, oh, there's this piece of wood over here. Maybe I can like wedge this piece of wood under
but
one of the tires.
But then what happens? You got to go real fast. You end up in the ocean.
Dude, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing right now, right? And clearly, I think it's apparent to other people that I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, there's definite cell phone video of you.
Oh, there probably is. There
from down
probably
the beach.
Is. Exactly.
You're
zoomed
on
in.
Snapchat,
zoomed in.
Like, look at this dude.
With one of those like dun dun dun, like one of those like filters, right? So these nice people start walking.
So what?
This
you
way.
Didn't have four wheel drive?
Yes. And apparently. They don't make all Jeeps. Not all Jeeps are created equal, folks.
You know, I didn't know that either.
Like, who knew that right. they don't make a Jeep? Like, why do you make a Jeep Wrangler and not make it four-wheel drive? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
So anyways, that's a great upsell, by the way, for Jeep to, like, make sure you get the four-wheel drive one. So there's these people, these two nice people start walking towards us, man and woman, start walking towards us, and they're like, you know, oh, hey, so looks like you might need some help, yeah? You need some help? And like, yeah, no, we at this point, I have no issue about pride or whatnot. I'm not, in most cases, I would be the guy that's like, no, it's cool, we got it, it's fine. At this stage, I'm just like, yo, yes, please,
yeah.
help us.
Oh,
yes.
I'd be oh, like, yeah, anybody please. Help, I don't care.
Anything you do. So they start helping us out. Anyways, they get us out of the situation, we get out. The girls are dying, laughing the whole time. I mean, they were laughing as hard about this as they were in my last story with Irie's blowout. And, you know, it'll be something that they remember forever, probably. Yes. So, and it's something that I'll remember forever. And I'll remember to always get the four-wheel drive Jeep.
Yes.
Don't get the two-wheel drive Jeep. Ask when you're at the rental
exactly.
place.
As long as no one gets hurt, I'm cool with a dad fail.
Yes.
I like being able to make fun of me.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. And as long as we can look back on it.
I think it's a part,
no
to be honest, I think if you are a dad and you haven't had a dad fail, you're either lying or you're not in it.
Or you don't do
it. Yeah, you're not in it. You know, it's easy to have a clean record if you don't take those shots.
I have many dad fails all the time with just suggesting stuff that I think will be funny or cool and then realizing it's the worst idea ever as soon as he does it. You know what
right,
I mean? I'm like,
right.
oh my God, you should totally throw the ball over and bounce it off that thing. It'd be great. Oh no, don't do it. You know, like, and then like 40 glasses break.
Yeah,
and I'm
right,
like,
right.
And then people are looking at me. I'm like, yeah, I told him to do that. I thought it would be cool. You know, or I'm like, oh, I'm going to kick the ball and you running. Oh no. You know, like, I just always come up with these stupid.
You're better than me. I would blame it on the kids in that moment. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
I go into kid mode. Like, what would I think would be cool in this moment? And I'm like, oh wait, I'm like a 40-year-old adult. Like, I need to like not suggest that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, this has been fun. I feel like this version of
this was good.
This was good.
Yes.
This was as good as it was the first time
I feel
time
pretty
around.
Good. I learned a lot more. We have more details.
Yes. And there will be more dad fail episodes coming
soon. So we hopefully you guys learned from this.
Yes.
But we want to hear from you guys. Hit us up. Instagram, A Tribe Called Dad.
Yep.
And atribecalleddad@gmail.com.
And we got the website now.
We got the website, atribecalleddad.com.
Atribecalleddad.com. Yeah, you can hit us up on there too. And you can listen to all of the past episodes there as well.
And we have an easy contact form. You can hit us on there.
Yep.
You can always hit us through Instagram DM. We check it. We will hear your audio messages, video, you know, text.
Yeah, audio. And, send us audio messages.
Yeah.
I like those.
Because I want to put them on. That's what I've been telling people. Some people have been sending them. So send us either a question, a comment, a dad fail story, something.
Yeah.
Put in the audio message or email it to us and we'll play it and then we can respond, talk to you.
Your kids. Your kids. Have your kids. Record your kids.
Yo,
we'll put your kids in there.
Give us a shout out. A Tribe Called Dad. Kids.
I like to end the show like this and we're going to get to that in a second. But really quick, before we do, I forgot that you said that you were going to read off five things off of the Amazon list that you put
on there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we
so
go.
So you're going to have
here
to do
go.
That real
here
fast.
Here we go. Let's see. He may have added more.
There's other stuff that I don't remember seeing on there.
Let's see. All right. Depending how long this takes to come up on my phone, I might have to edit forward.
Okay.
But
all right.
Your lists. Okay, I'm going to find the one with the most. Your lists. View lists. Okay. Alexa shopping list.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexa, stop. Not you.
All right. Other one.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
It goes forever.
Okay, so here we go. Here's five things that Jude has put on the shopping
list.
Okay,
so he's obsessed with numbers now and like what the biggest numbers are. So the top thing he's just added, I think this is the first, was 12,363 quadrillion. Okay.
That's on the shopping list, by the way.
I don't know if that's the most recent or the end. Oh, wow. Okay, so if you go from the bottom up, it goes garbage bags, which is, I think, how he figured out that I could do it because I added that for real.
Right.
Then it comes, yes, basically, saran wrap, tinfoil, toilet paper, poop, mom, Beyblade, poop, butt, juice, pinball machine, Mona Lisa, Peanuts, Nintendo Switch. Oh, wow, he's asking for, this is how he's asking for
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right.
Buffalo Soldier, Everybody in the World, Two Houses. Oh, I want that on my list too.
Two Houses, there you go.
Baby Soccer, Soccer Baby, Hot Wheels, Three Nike Shoes. Oh my God.
Three Nike Shoes.
Ding Ding, Pyramid, Kids Mouthwash.
I doubt he put Kids Mouthwash on there.
Giovanni Santos, he actually loves his mouthwash. But
oh, well maybe
Butt he did. Heads, Leaning Tower of Pisa, Juventus, Steph Curry, Bobby Fischer.
Wow, we could do an entire episode
all
on
of the Beyblades in the world. Oh my God, Whole Nuts. What's the Park? Vinny, Precise Ninjas. Okay, there's a lot.
Is there a way to clean that out somehow with Alexa?
I think I have to just...
delete all of them.
Oh, I just deleted one of them. I clicked it.
Oh, you just click it like you did it. Like you completed it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, great.
All right, well, thank you for tuning in.
Send us your shopping list.
Send us your shopping list too, yeah. And remember this.
Dads are better than moms. Dads better than moms.
Dads are better than mommy. Sorry.